for Kitchen Window. This is Bonnie Wolf. Julie O'Hara is a freelance writer and recipe developer in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and she blogs at A Mingling of Tastes. She has her own answer to the breakfast question and has written about it. She joins me today. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Bonnie.
Your solution is quick bread, right?
Absolutely, quick bread.
Explain what a quick bread is.
Sure. A quick bread is a bread that gets its rise from baking powder or baking soda or eggs as opposed to yeast. And it requires no rising time as a yeast bread does. So it's quick.
Give me some examples.
Let's see, scones, muffins, those are quick breads. Most of the time, a quick bread is made really simply just by combining all your dry ingredients and all your wet ingredients and mixing them up. So anything that falls into that category, cornbread, banana bread, you know, loaves like that, anything where you're not working with yeast, you're not dealing with rising and proofing and any of that business.
That would be a long bread.
Exactly.
A not quick bread. And when you write about quick breads, you say there are three basic principles. What are they?
Okay, the first one is to measure your flour correctly. Next, to mix with a light hand. And finally, be careful not to overbake. So with flour, you want to make sure you measure the flour as the writer did when they were testing the recipes for the book. But the standard way is to fluff up your flour, spoon it into a measuring cup, being careful not to shake the cup so the flour doesn't settle, and then just level it off with a knife. And that'll ensure that you get the right amount of flour. If you have too much flour, you're going to have a dried out muffin or scone. With mixing, this is probably the most important thing about quick breads. Remember that they're quick. You want to be in and out. You add the wet ingredients to the dry ingredients, mix it up just until the flour is barely moistened, and you're done. That's all it takes. It doesn't have to be perfect. If you see a couple specks of flour, no big deal. You're better off that way as opposed to having a tougher dough in the end. And the last one, this kind of comes down to the vagaries of your own kitchen. Obviously, you don't want to overbake muffins or scones. You want them to be golden brown and perfect. But all ovens are different, so just be vigilant. Check them a couple minutes before the baking time. And once you try a recipe, the more you do it, you'll know what to look for, and you're good.
Now, why do you think quick breads are the solution to what to have for breakfast?
Well, I have a sweet tooth for breakfast. And so, first of all, that satisfies that sweet craving for breakfast. But more than that, they travel well and they're satisfying. And you don't want to have to find that you're starving on your way to work, during your commute, on your way to class, and have to go into that donut shop or that expensive coffee bar and buy a 500-calorie muffin that's not going to taste good, that's not going to feel good, and that's going to make a mess all over your business suit.
But these are not 500-calorie muffins.
No, they're not. And that's the thing. When you make your own quick breads at home, you can add a few extra nutrients. You can use the whole wheat flour or the white whole wheat flour if you don't like the look of regular whole wheat. You can add heart-healthy nuts. Those are great. You can add flaxseed. You can add fruit. And so you know what you're getting. You know what's in there, and you know it's nutritious. I mean, sure, there's still sugar and, you know, there's still butter, but for the most part, it's a pretty solid, nutritious, satisfying meal.
White whole wheat flour is what?
It is a particular type of wheat. It's grown in Kansas, actually. It's a soft white wheat. And so it's not bleached. It's naturally pale in color. And it still contains the bran and the germ like whole wheat flour does. And that's the part of the wheat that adds the fiber and the nutrients. So it still has the fiber and nutrients, but it's a lighter color, and it behaves a lot like all-purpose flour. So it's totally natural. It's not bleached or anything like that. And you still get the fiber and nutrients with a lighter taste, a lighter texture. It has kind of a sweet flavor that really does mimic all-purpose flour.
Is it easily available?
It is, especially more and more. The brand that I use is King Arthur, and that's available in health food stores and some supermarkets even. You can order it online. I think, you know, if you seek it out, you should be able to find it.
You suggest making a lot of these in advance and freezing them.
Yeah, you can absolutely do that. I mean, it sounds like, you know, oh, it's not as good as homemade. Why bother? It's not fresh from the oven. That is totally not true. I just live with my husband, so the two of us can't eat a batch of muffins, you know, in one shot. So I freeze them, and you pull them out a couple hours before you want to eat, or you leave them in the fridge overnight. They defrost. They taste as fresh as the day you made them. I mean, that's what the freezer's good for. It's a great way to save time and to get it done in advance.
Could you make the batter in advance and refrigerate it and make the muffin in the morning fresh?
I personally wouldn't do that, and I think there are some recipes that are developed for that purpose, so if you have a cookbook that says you can do that, you can do it. But the problem is that as soon as the leavening agents, the baking powder, as soon as it comes into contact with the liquid, it starts to react. So if it's reacting all night as it sits in the fridge, by the time you bake it, it won't create the rise in the muffins or the scones or whatever you're making.
Right.
But what you could do is you could mix up all the dry ingredients and, you know, chop your fruit, chop up your nuts, and then just combine it all in the morning. And that really only takes a few minutes. I do that sometimes because it, you know, it's kind of a dull process to measure all the flour and stuff, and that takes time. So I like doing that in advance.
What did you have for breakfast this morning?
I had oatmeal, and I'm a big oatmeal girl, with bananas, and I had one of my mango muffins because I have a freezer absolutely full of muffins from testing all these recipes. So I know that they work, and I'm still eating all the evidence.
Julie, thank you so much.
You're welcome.